We can create the synchrony element of rapport deliberately through the process called matching. Matching is physically matching the body language of the other person. But you could be matching the body language or matching the words. Mirroring, as the name suggests, is matching someone as if you were their mirror image. Matching and mirroring. Mirroring is just like matching, however, it is a little bit more powerful. It is thought to be a little bit more powerful in rapport. Now, the things you can match: body posture. You'll notice the other person doing this unconsciously, and it happens automatically. People often will end up matching their body language. Now, people don't like to be mimicked, so if you are doing it so obviously or so that it looks like it's being mimicked, people will not like it, and they may unconsciously pick it up. Yet, what we want to do is we want to match their body language. And we might want to do this a second later or a couple of seconds later so it goes under the radar. And before we match the body language or the body posture, we might like to consider matching their breathing. Now, breathing has a rhythm and ratios. Ratio in, ratio out. So what if we were to match that first? If we saw them breathing from the belly, we could also breathe from the belly. If they took a deep breath, we could take a deep breath. If they raise their volume, their speed, their tonality, their speech rhythms, we could probably do the same thing. If we notice a rhythm, we could match their rhythm. If we notice a representational system, which we'll get to soon, we could match it. If they like to talk about big ideas, we can match it. If they like to talk about small specifics, we can match it. Now, once we match it, we get rapport. People like people that are like them. So when we match it, we get in rapport, and we might want to keep it going. We might want to start with matching. We might want to change to mirroring. Might want to match more and more, and they will like us more and more. People like people who are like them. Now, once we get into that level of like, we might want to start to change over leading. So rather than being led by them and deliberately matching them, we might want to make a change. Suddenly change our body language a little bit. Or change our breathing and see if the other person responds. So how do you know when you have good rapport is you'll be able to lead the changes. Okay, so you will feel it when you get into rapport. You should really, really feel it. And you should feel it when you get out of rapport. Oh, by the way, a great way to get out of rapport is to simply turn your body or turn your feet in another direction. Really polite. Just turn your feet slightly the other direction. Start to turn your body a bit the other direction. It's a great way to break rapport. So you'll feel a rapport. And if you do that or someone does it to you, you'll kind of feel it.